you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
$22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663, or international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll free, 866-229-3663, or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
I had my button. I'm sorry, Frank. I had my button pushed in. My fault. Welcome to Herb Talk. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. We're going to empower you here. And thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. Magical engineer Frank and I are ready to go. We are going to be talking about some new things that people are saying is wrong with the healthcare system. And I keep hearing another sound in my headset, Frank. I don't know if you can fix that. Please, sir. We're also going to be talking about erectile dysfunction because I've gotten some calls lately. So hang tight on that. And I still hear my headset buzzing. Also, we're going to have a quack report as usual. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and Semper Fi to righteous men and women in uniform. I'm hitting the knees, seeking the Lord's face. Mind the time, it grows short. Today's devotional is in Psalms 91, because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him, and I will set him on high, because he has known my name. 1 Corinthians 8, but if any man love God, the same is known of him. And yeah, you know them by their fruits, right? Right on. Mind time, it grows short, because that is the way, and without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, first up in the quack report, the European Union, they have this weird mindset. Eating meat, they say, should be banned, just like smoking in public is banned. I'm not kidding. Barristers in Europe are predicting they're going to be calling for new law to make it an offense to eat meat. They're going to actually prosecute people because raising livestock to kill them for a food source is inhumane, damages nature on a massive scale, you know, all that global warming stuff. Willful destruction of wildlife is what they're calling it. So farming of livestock for the purposes of providing meat, destroying the planet, new legislation. They want to criminalize all that. Good luck with that. What's McDonald's going to serve and Hardee's? Really? I don't know, soy burgers, seaweed burgers. All right, last but not least in the quack report. Frank, do you like celery? Do you like to eat celery? Well, here's a report on celery, full of antioxidants, good for your blood vessels and all your cells. Oxidative damage is gone, apparently, if you eat some celery. They say celery will boost not only your digestive health, but has a lot of vitamins and minerals and flavonoids and beta-carotene, along with vitamin C, vitamin A and K, which will minimize inflammation, help your blood vessels and your digestive tract and all your organs. If you're diabetic, the glycemic index is pretty low on celery, great snack, low in sodium. So there's a steady effect of release of nutrition to your blood sugar, and great folate and potassium as well for the heart. So jump on the celery. It's there for you. I love celery. It's really, I like a little bit of sea salt on it. And I put it in my salads, good for dips, apparently. You know, coming up to the holidays, you're going to be having lots of parties to go to. Bring a platter with celery. It's awesome stuff. And that wraps the Quack Report. Thanks, Frank. Frank did an excellent job of cleaning up the buzzing in my headset. Thank you, Frank. It's hard. It's distracting when stuff buzzing in your ear while you're trying to think and talk. All right, we're going to talk about what's wrong with healthcare. Actually, it depends on who you ask, right? Right. The debate, you know, over our global healthcare issues all over the place is really not so much in the spotlight as it once was during 2008 and 2016, you know, when the Affordable Care Act was being created. But politicians, you know, they will make use of the topic for votes for that purpose. But politicians really don't, well, they don't know squat about running a business or even about healthcare. Well, healthcare really is this corporate business on a massive scale. And because it is a business, it is a ridiculous notion to refer to it as free for everyone. No, no. Payment will be due, but where and when the money gets paid and the pay the bills is the real question mark and issue. Ask Bernie Sanders. He gets creative with that. However, the nuts and bolts on how the bills are paid is only one side of the healthcare problem. See? So there is another side which really doesn't get as much attention because it highlights the flaws of a lot of modern healthcare that we have. And is healthcare really about health or is it about profit? Well, we're going to check this out and see a couple of reports, even in journal articles. So stay put where you are because we're going to cover it. Now, in February 2013, Forbes, now this is 2013, Forbes ran a story called The Five Biggest Problems in Healthcare Today. Okay, so the notion that our healthcare system is about health has kind of become a joke. So in the Forbes story, they state that the healthcare system loses patients by killing a minimum of 685 patients per day, or 250,000 per year. And they cite they do this with drugs, accidents like human error, infections, and negligence. This is Forbes that wrote about this. So in 2017, according to the Pew Research folks, they say 39,773 people died of gun-related injuries in the United States. So gun deaths are about 15.5% of the deaths of those who die at the hands of healthcare. But we got more on this topic on the other side of this break, so don't go anywhere. Be right back.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663. 3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Going to be talking about what is wrong with healthcare. What are they writing about in some of these big magazines and journal articles? Well, right before the break, we were talking about the Pew Research saying that more people are dying at the hands of healthcare than by gun deaths. Now, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration states that in the United States, there are 37,461 deaths by auto accidents in a year, roughly, compared to healthcare deaths. That's about 15%. Now, in 2017, there were over 70,000 deaths due to prescription medicine problems, you know, whether it's an addiction or not. So prescribing drug therapy is producing about the same number of deaths per year as auto accidents and gun-related deaths combined. So we really do not see Congress putting forth any bills to dismantle the healthcare industry because it's killing more people than guns, do we? No. Well, let's look at the unnecessary care, because the healthcare system is kind of riddled with unnecessary care, drugs, tests, surgery, which is really unwarranted in the first place. And we have a care system that runs up the patient bills and really needlessly for the sake of profit or out of fear of malpractice lawsuit. So we are looking at millions of unnecessary procedures at the tune of $6.8 billion per year. And I don't care what you think. No business, no matter what it is going to give up revenue like that willingly. I'm being real here. So if you read about the type of abuse and the exploitation of patients, the wording gets softened. They soften the wording to describe it as overused medical practices. No, they're just blatantly exploiting their patient. So studies have identified that, get this, 52% of your routine physical exams produce inappropriate tests. They run up the tests. 52%. So please don't misconstrue my meaning as being pessimistic, because these studies and these statistics are really speaking for themselves. And in the healthcare business, this is really not a trifle of having overruns and the need to dump some inventory. It's more about filling the empty beds, keeping the x-ray people busy, keeping the lab busy, and the surgeons, you know, busy with their scalpels. So here is a comparison for you. Think of the new courthouse that is being built in your city or town. Massive structure with too many courtrooms to count. They build it to fill it. So the legal and the medical systems do have quotas. I once overheard a heated argument between two partners of this neurological clinic I worked for, where one physician was telling the other one to pick up the pace and see more patients in his schedule because he was behind on his quota. Okay. Now, what about the policy of first do no harm in healthcare? We heard about it. We've heard it. It's a motto. Physician creed. First, do no harm. Came from Hippocrates, supposed to be in the Hippocratic Oath, right? That is really now considered an old-fashioned oath that is really not taken seriously anymore. I'm not kidding. Health professionals don't take that oath anymore. Or they refuse to, and it's not required. It's voluntary if they want to take it. So the new motto is do what is best for society. And this is a common problem in modern society, that the individual is really no longer what matters. The individual has to sacrifice whatever to justify the needs of society. Okay. So healthcare reporter Lee Binder, she puts it another way. This is what she says. She says, do no harm is healthcare's biggest problem. The statistics show 1 in 4 Medicare beneficiaries admitted to the hospital will suffer some form of harm during their stay. Would you take that chance of harm getting in your car for a drive? Yeah, if you wanted to take a drive in your car and you knew 1 in 4 chance of getting harm doing it, you probably wouldn't even turn the key, would you? So Lee Binder did this report on how medicine is encouraging elective early deliveries of babies at 37 through 39 weeks. So the infants born 1 to 3 weeks too early have a higher risk of death and also having respiratory problems, needing special treatment in a neonatal intensive care unit. So she's reporting that this is being pushed by the medical area onto mothers since the 1990s. But she says there has been a steady increase in these types of, quote, elective early deliveries over the last 30 years. So this is an elective procedure, and it's not necessary. So why would physicians even suggest it? Well, according to the June 2010 American Journal of Obstetrics and Gynecology, here's the reason. Early elective deliveries are harmful and create an additional $1 billion per year in newborn care. You know what? We literally have a sick care system that's really full of perverse incentives. They don't put those babies through that so they can make $1 billion extra bucks. Think about it. And what about that lovely informed consent and all that transparency that we hear about? Politicians talk about it. It's all, you know, hype. These days, you can bet you're really not going to get the full picture when medicine pitches its recommended treatment plan. All the facts are really not spelled out. It's kind of like being in court, and the legal system is not going to tell you what your rights are. It's up to you to know what your rights are. Likewise, patients will need to know the pros and cons of all the treatments before they accept them. So the main reason patients are not given all the details is it would scare them off. So here's an example. You go to the dermatologist and you ask about allergy shots. You're given the impression that they are safe, effective, and not very expensive. They're covered by insurance. You're also under the impression that the allergy shots are going to remove the allergic reactions to improve your life. You may even be given some glossy brochures on the topic. You want to read them carefully and also the small print. You may read that allergy shots can cause an allergic reaction and patients are required to remain in the doctor's office for 30 minutes after treatment. Well, the literature really doesn't spell out what, quote, allergic reaction means. Some people may think, oh, well, it's just a little rash or maybe a few itchy hives. No. What the warning really means is respiratory arrest and death. So if you saw that printed on the brochure, you'd think twice about getting the shots. It's really not good business model to scare your customer away, so transparency is really not what the medical system is very good at. So patients will need to research all your treatments, dig for the truth. You have to do that. Transparency isn't just about the financial costs of a procedure. It's the big picture. Look at the big picture. Another example would be the heart medicine Rogaine. Well, they called it something else. They renamed it Rogaine for improving hair loss, but it really was a cardiovascular drug for vasodilating, you know, the heart area. but it sucked. Totally just didn't perform as well as a vasodilator. Not really for cardio patients, but it did improve hair regrowth. So they remarketed, changed the name, remarketed the thing. Patients didn't dig to find out what Rogaine really was. And a lot of these young people in their mid to late 20s, early 30s, you know, they see a little hair shedding, they freak out, they go to the doctor, they get some Rogaine, or they get it now over the counter. They're taking this stuff, and they're finding out they have blood pressure problems and heart problems. So what does a heart drug do to a healthy heart? Well, they found out. So you got to dig for stuff. Really. Well, patients in the know, Americans really still have a better system. We do than Europe. Right now, we still do. When governments run healthcare, the transparency problem gets worse. Now, in Poland, patients were unable to see the true price assessment of over 330 medications because the prices were redacted, blacked out. In addition, the European healthcare system has severe issues with conflicts of interest. Severe. The pharmaceutical giants in Europe have really more control over physicians, healthcare system in general, and even the supplement markets than they do here in the United States. Let me read you this quote by the University of Bath, January 2018. It wound up in Health Economics Policy and Law Journal. It says, the Polish agency struggles to assess expertise, which may be perceived as biased by corporate interests. The agency is exposed to strong pressure by patient organizations frequently reliant on pharmaceutical funding due to the lack of appropriate state grants. Oh, my word. This is another quote. This is by Dr. Piotr Ozanski. I may have just massacred his name there. I apologize. He's with the Department of Social and Policy Science, University of Cambridge. And he says, in Poland, both doctors and patients are exposed to powerful mechanisms of influence deployed by Big Pharma. Increased transparency is an important step in mitigating any undue influence, end of quote. Yeah, it would be. We got problems. We got to be aware of them. That's the first step to knowing you got them so you can fix them. Otherwise, head in the sand. So are you going to be educated? Are you going to be an educated patient? That's a good question. Are you? Or are you just going to kind of go along with the program and just hope for the best? We're going to take a little break. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Can you feel it, baby?
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704- 875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
For some truth here, we're going to be an educated patient. Let's do that. That's what I say. Now, there was a radio commercial, Frank, a long time ago, running on the airwaves. Maybe you heard it. It was advertising a clothing store, and they were proclaiming to provide the best product at a fair price, right? And their ad said this. I'll never forget this tagline. It was really a good line. It said, an educated customer... An educated consumer is our best customer. That's what it said. So an educated consumer, best customer. I like that. Likewise, you know, an educated patient is really going to be the poster child for buyer beware with regard to the healthcare system. Definitely. So gone are the days you can blindly trust healthcare professionals. They are pressured by drug companies before leaving medical school. And the kickbacks, I want to say, are very tempting. A successful physician can make an additional six figures on the kickbacks. And I know, I used to work in healthcare. I'd hear the kickbacks through the door, you know. All right, so will the U.S. go the way of Europe and Canada with government-run healthcare? Well, time will tell, but one thing is certain. The problems in American healthcare that Forbes magazine wrote about in 2013 are grossly evident today. Now, the Affordable Care Act really didn't correct even the most basic and important problems, the conflict of interest, the unnecessary care, doing no harm and killing patients, and lack of transparency. So it's not going to matter who runs healthcare when the system is looked at as just this corporate business, which really involves a third of a nation's wealth, and it's vulnerable to greedy men, right? So patients really need to be on their toes, do their due diligence, investigate, and tread carefully. Now, I think healthcare has its place in trauma care, but even then, you have to be careful, ask a lot of questions. And if you're not getting your answers, well, time to get new physicians, new staff. Well, my choice is a healthy choice. I prefer to use the medicinal herbs to prevent disease and improve the overall health. You know, foods, spices, and your medicinal herbs are really the bedrock of health. So we need to get back to it, and we need to trust in it. So call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They'll send you a free product catalog, and you'll learn how powerful you are when you can remove a lot of embedded toxins with the herb cleanses. You can use the immune boosting herbs, and you can also use the herbs for metabolic support. So give them a call. Get empowered. Their number's toll-free in the United States and Canada, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. And for those of you that are using that new browser, that Microsoft browser, I don't know if you heard about it, the Edge, it's Microsoft Edge. They did something to it, and they broke a lot of links on, and some of the links on our website weren't working. So when people went up on thepowerherbs.com, they couldn't click on the ingredients tab, the reviews tab. They were all grayed out, so they had some links. What do you call those things? Those links, then they break them, Frank. They're not meta tag links. What are they? I'll think about it in a little bit. Flash, something flash. You know what I'm talking about? I'm not a geek, so I don't know. But yeah, so if you had trouble on Edge looking at some websites, including thepowerherbs.com, that's why. It's being repaired though, so have no fear. You'll be able to click away in no time. Try Google Chrome in the meantime. You might want to try Google Chrome. Everything works on there. Yeah, Flash, that's what it is. It doesn't support Flash. So when they did that, they broke stuff anyway. Why didn't they leave stuff alone, Frank, on the web? Every time you turn around, they made a change. It's sort of like, you know, going to your grocery store and you know where the milk is. They keep moving the milk every few weeks and now you got to find it again. Right? Well, Frank has his own description of all that. Okay. Can't say that on the air, Frank. All right. We're going to talk about ED. Yep. The erectile dysfunction, you know, because I get calls about this. Men and women are calling for their spouse. They're calling. The women are. They want to fix the problem. I understand. This is the most common sexual dysfunction men have, ranging from to mild to severe. And medical science really expects men, especially the baby boomers, to have erectile dysfunction at some point. So the line in the sand that medical science has drawn indicates the prevalence of ED, you know, how bad it is. But usually around 50, that's that line in the sand. They expect you can cross that 50 age mark, you're going to be talking to somebody about ED. That's how they feel. So there's a lot of increased awareness about it than they were several years ago when people just didn't talk about it. And so people weren't getting help for anything. So let's look at some of the statistics. 1 in 10 men around the globe has erectile, very common. This means 30 million men just in the United States have this dysfunction. Now, if a male is diabetic, he has a 50% increased chance of having erectile dysfunction within 10 years of his diabetic diagnosis. So if men smoke, let's say a pack of cigarettes per day, they increase their risk of experiencing ED by 50%. And according to a lot of the medical science, the older men get the more likely they will experience it, the older they get. So men over 40, 39% of them, you're experiencing a little bit of dysfunction. But if you're over 65, they say 65% chance that you're going to be diagnosed with ED. Well, there's different, you know, variances in the problem with ED. So they have mild, moderate to severe, basically. And erectile dysfunction isn't always a physical obstruction causing a problem. Some men have ED due to anxiety or tension or low self-esteem and even lack of confidence or some sort of relationship difficulty. Sometimes it's just not physical. It's more mental. And often men who take cardiovascular meds have ED. So we're going to talk about some of the drugs that will encourage erectile dysfunction in just a little bit. Here's a quote out of Newsweek in 1997, where it says, each new drug with its attendant publicity brings more men into the game, and some urologists expect the number of men seeking treatment to double in the coming years. So that's an indicator that there's a lot of drugs on the market that will produce erectile dysfunction side effect. So be aware, it could be something you're taking. Some of the causes for erectile dysfunction, vascular disease like diabetes, hypertension, smoking, pulmonary stuff, surgery, like if you have prostate cancer or colon cancer, it can cause a problem there. Nerve damage, spinal cord or multiple sclerosis or stroke can cause erectile dysfunction. Endocrine system imbalance, which is a hormonal imbalance. Low testosterone, you hear the low T ads all over the air now for that, can cause the problem. Emotional disorders, we talked about. Drugs, we're going to get to that. Blood pressure meds, sedatives, narcotics, antidepressants, all can cause ED. And then, of course, alcohol, excessive alcohol and smoking do contribute. So here's some of the drugs that you need to be aware of that are prescribed. These drugs are often used to treat diseases. They affect your hormones, your nervous system, your circulation system. You can check all the relevant side effects in a physician's desk reference by looking up a drug in there. Your library has them. You go to the bookstore, they have them. So you can see even the less common side effects that usually aren't printed out with your drug at the pharmacy. So check it out on a physician's desk reference. We call it a PDR. So your drugs that will encourage erectile dysfunction are your diuretic drugs, antihypertensive drugs, antidepressants, anti-anxiety drugs, epileptic drugs, antihistamines, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory meds, Parkinson's syndrome disease meds, anti-arrhythmia drugs, histamine H2 receptor antagonist drugs like your Tagamet and your Zantac, muscle relaxants, as well as prostate cancer drugs and chemotherapy drugs can all promote erectile dysfunction. So there's really a broad list of medicines that can contain other ingredients that cause a lot of ED. So drugs that would contain also amphetamines, barbiturates, marijuana, methadone, nicotine, opiates, and cocaine also encourage erectile dysfunction. Also, medical doctors are treating ED with a lot of PED5 inhibitors that are Viagra is one, okay? Levitra and Cialis, all these big name brands in the ED. These drugs block a chemical in the penis that would make the erection subside, which offer the side effects of longer erection time, which could be dangerous. So these drugs do not mix well with other meds, especially meds that have nitrate or nitroglycerin in them. So be real careful when you're taking that kind of stuff. Common side effects listed for the Viagra-type drugs, headaches, facial blushing, nasal congestion, indigestion, visual disturbances, back pain, and muscle aches. So the Viagras, the Cialis, they have those side effects as well. Also, there was a study in 2014 that men using the ED medications like Cialis and Viagra, they're at a greater risk of developing cancer of the skin. Okay, so results of the research were published in the 2014 Journal of the American Medical Association, and a similar study was also done at Harvard in 1986 to 2000. So it wasn't anything new, really. And they found that men who used the erectile dysfunction drugs had a 43% increased risk of skin cancer compared to those who don't use the drugs. So scientists did not really want to directly accuse the drug of causing the cancer, but said that there's a possible link between the drug and the cancer. 84% risk, though, of getting the dangerous skin cancer on those types of drugs. So beware. Got to take a little break. More on the other side. Be right back.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the3w's.thepowerherbs.com.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless. Talking about erectile dysfunction, and right before the break, we were telling you that it's become apparent that a lot of these ED drugs put you at risk of getting cancer of the skin, melanoma. And by the way, the average person thinks that when they read the package inserts on these things that, you know, could cause serious reaction, people think, well, the same thing they thought about with the allergy shots, you know, a little rash, hives. No, anaphylactic shock, pulmonary and cardiac arrest is what a lot of these ED drugs can bring. So you have to be really careful. Look at the literature carefully, investigate it very carefully. Now, here's the reason like these ED drugs are causing this cancer. The JAMA Journal, the Journal of the American Medical Association, pointed out that the ED drugs like Viagra and Cialis interfere with the, how the cells communicate. Okay, so if you got this cell-to-cell signal pathway and it gets altered or blocked, this can happen when skin cancer metastasizes and spreads. So it encourages the spreading of skin cancer when you take these drugs is what they're saying. So the question is, do ED drugs put patients at a higher risk of getting the skin cancer? Well, since the research followed a large group of men using the drugs and they got skin cancer compared to a group of men that were not using the drugs, it did present this link. So the skin is the body's largest organ, and if the cancer spreads out of control, death will occur. So patients at the point in time will have to decide if the findings are maybe just a coincidence or if this is just a real scary fact. Doctors are now telling patients, use sunscreen. Protect yourself. Jeez. Anyway, heard my show on sunscreen, you know that the sunscreen products don't protect you from skin cancer. They don't. Doctors are also recommending men use ED drugs to get and then just get their skin checked frequently. Seriously. That's what they're saying. Check the statistics, though. 76,000 Americans are diagnosed with melanoma each year. Over 50% of them are men. And 13% of those, 10,000 of them, are going to die, right? So you want to check charts on cancer rates prior to the debut of the erectile dysfunction drugs back in 1998. And guess what you'll notice? The skin cancer was on the decline before the ED drugs hit the market. That's right. So the makers of the erectile dysfunction drugs released a study back in May 2017, it appeared on WebMD.com, and they say the drugs do not put men at risk of melanoma. It was got published in the Journal of the National Cancer Institute. Of course, you know, want to know how much they pay for that. But the ED drugs are not covered by insurance. They cost, what, $50 a pill, right? And so this means that men who are well-to-do, they're using the product, and they're having the luxury of spending more time in the sun. Two. So the FDA has put the ED drugs on their watch list. Need to say that, you're still going to be at risk of skin cancer. All right. Lawsuits are mounting against Eli Lilly, Pfizer, the makers of the ED drugs. Lawyers have uncovered a study that was published in the journal Cell
that the Cialis and Viagra drugs cause increased in tumor growth and deadly forms of skin cancer. There are well over 100 cases in the courts now. All the men are saying they never were made aware of the cancer risk. Well, the transparency thing, we're back to that, see? And if you knew that you had a risk of getting skin cancer, would you be taking that drug? Probably no. Lots of TV ads are running asking people, you know, to review their skin cancer with their doctors, lawyers, a lot of lawyers running ads. Here's a quote from the recall report, October 2016, that said drug makers like Eli Lilly have a responsibility to communicate all the risks to the consumer, and if they fail to do so in the case of melanoma, they will end up paying out big settlements, end of quote. Well, we'll see, right? Time will tell if Pfizer's going to pay $1.93 billion because of Viagra. Well, that's what they made selling Viagra in just 2008, $1.93 billion. So if they pay out anything, you know, it's not going to really be a drop in the bucket to the amount of money they've been making. See what I mean? Now, the prescription drug route really doesn't work for long treatments. You know, you got this MO for medicine. They'll give you a drug for your first symptom, but then you get a secondary symptom, and we call it a side effect, but it's really a secondary disease, or they couldn't prescribe a drug for it. So they're just managing symptoms with all this drug therapy. And there's a cost. There's a cost to it. Okay? It's almost like, you know, it's hard to say. It's like selling yourself to the devil when you make a bargain with these medicines because you don't know everything about the drugs. They're holding that stuff back. Transparency, mm-mm. Well, more people are willing to investigate now some natural options. That's why I get calls about it. See, ED, what do you got? Well, if drugs are the major factor contributing to a lot of erectile dysfunction, the heart drugs, the antidepressants, and so on, I say get off those drugs, see? And there are some things that you could take naturally to help you with those things, you know, metabolically strengthen yourself. And lifestyle, change the lifestyle. Get committed to it. Just it's a mindset, what you believe in, who you trust, and it's an effort, and it's going to be a consistent effort on your part. But, you know, do you want health or do you want health, see? Do you want the illusion of health or do you want health? Herbs can assist in strengthening the body, can help in actually transforming you or transitioning you off prescription meds. There's a way of doing that. If you want more information on how to wean off of that, you should call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They can send you a handout on it. Herbal formulas, there's lots of them for the cardiovascular, for diabetes, getting off cigarettes, prostate health. There's a prostate kit that's very, very good. Bowel cleanse, so you don't have to have the, you know, bowel problems. A lot of herbs for tension, anxiety, depression even. So you don't have to take those drugs that cause erectile dysfunction. Herbs formulas, oh, great herb formula for sinusitis this time of year. People getting the sinus infections, a lot of sneezing going on. Sinus pressure, take this stuff first sign of sinus pressure. You can skip the sinus infection, like, bam. It's called Echinacea Deluxe. It is really great. What else? Hormone balancing. They have a male formula. They got female formulas, so you don't have to worry about. It's herbal nutrition working with your system to balance it, because that's what the body responds to, right? So if medical science can put out a study that says, hey, you go from a junk food diet to a healthy, clean diet, you're changing your DNA in 6 days by doing that, that's huge. You have that influence over your gene pool, your genetic code, right? Whoa. So when you have these bitter medicinals, they're so packed full of nutrition. That's why they're bitter. They're powerful. They're very powerful, but they're gentle. They have a balanced chemistry in there. So you've got the strong plant alkaloids, and you got the buffer alkaloids, and you got the minerals and the vitamins and the amino acids and the proteins. They all work together. So the body can take it up, metabolize it, use it, and void out what it doesn't need without any side effects. That's the beauty of balanced chemistry, whole food, medicinal nutrients. That's not what you get in prescription drugs. They used to take plants, isolate the strongest chemical because they want to patent it, but they strip it of all those alkaloids and buffers. So then the body struggles to use it, and that's why you get side effects. So God has said herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nation, and God can't lie. He can't. So these are his medicinal, his plants, his foods, his spices, his herbs. I trust in that. I totally trust in that. He knows. He made human bodies. He knows what they need. So why are we just, you know, kicking on all to the side and using synthetic drugs, putting ourselves at more risk because it's easy? You know, people think, oh, I'll just pop this pill in my mouth, a little sip of water, and on my way. You know, yeah, it's easy. You don't have to change your lifestyle. You don't have to be paying attention to things. You know, ignorance is bliss, I guess. But an educated patient is just gonna be the bomb out there. You're gonna be changing the world, especially with healthcare. So, you know, demand the best. Really, demand the best. So, what's in even your supplements? You want to know that too. Always investigate. Now, the folks at Apothecary Herbs, they don't change anything chemically. They just leave the plant intact. They don't strip it. They don't isolate. They don't fractionalize plant compounds. They don't do forced extraction that creates a lot of heat, because when you heat herbs, it changes them chemically, reduces them. It reduces their potency. So if you're using, an extract, a tincture out there by one of the, I guess, major companies you see all throughout the store now, they're usually using the forced extraction because they don't age anything. They don't spend the time. They can make a formula in one day, get it in a bottle on the truck, boom, out for delivery. But it's crap. You'll have to use a whole bunch of that, and I guess that's what they're hoping. You keep buying their stuff. But it's not going to get you where you want to be. So naturally aged, cold pressed, it's sort of like making wine. You know, if you can't press grapes today and sell it like wine, it's not been aged. See? It's not the same. So when you age and cold press your herbal tinctures, your extracts, same word, same thing, you're going to have a lot of nutrient force. That's what I think, metaphysical meat. A lot of times I call it that. It's unexplained by science. So it's the power of God in the plant, see? So check it out, thepowerherbs.com. Demand the best. Be empowered. Give them a call. Get a free catalog. Sign up for their newsletters on their website under the Books and Newsletters tab. Just go to thepowerherbs.com and sign up now and get your newsletters by email each and every week and be empowered with information you won't find anywhere else. Give them a call at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. Get that free catalog. They'll mail it to you, first-class mail, and great tool to have. I'm out of time. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any, you know, product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and until next time, I wish you all to be well.